Today's shiur in the Dear Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Pei Ches Omud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we are beginning Simin Tof Ayin Ches, which Yitzhak Hashem will finish and start Tof Ayin Tes. So Tof Ayin Ches deals with not eating after the Afikomen. We begin with Sif Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Achar HaAfikomen, after you eat the Afikomen, Ein Lechol Shum Dover, you're not allowed to eat anything else. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sif Kotan Aleph, Kedei Shelo Yavor Mipiv Tam Matzah Shel Afikomen, that you should have the taste of the Afikomen in your mouth and not lose that. Because Shehu Mitzvah, Ayidei Tam Osu Maichol, because you should have the taste of the Afikomen in your mouth, and if you eat something else, you're going to take away that taste. However, if you did eat something, then repeat eating the Afikomen again. Now, we discussed previously in certain situations you should not do that. We'll explain that in a moment. But first, let's look in the issue footnote number one, where he says, even if you swallow the matzah without chewing it, so you don't really have the taste in your mouth, so Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal nevertheless brings down b'di'eved, you are yotzi in this fashion, even if you swallowed it whole, and therefore, even though you have no tam matzah in your mouth, nevertheless, also lechol acharich afikomen ma'achalach, you still shouldn't eat after it. Even if you didn't chew it, you still have some taste of the matzah in your mouth, and even if you don't have the full taste of the matzah in your mouth, you can't still nullify it by eating afterwards. In Dear Shufut number 2, it brings down, Umisha siyam lechol afikomen, betoch kidei diya bo ratzon lischari, shelo sa'ala achila zu lachilas afikomen. The person was eating the afikomen and he changed his mind when he was done, and he wants to eat something else. So in this situation, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal is not sure what you should do. He says, maybe, can a person retract his performance of the mitzvah? Because, well, I would like to retract it. Or do we say, no, you were yotzei the mitzvah, how can you go and retract it? So in the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, this is left as a Ibai de Loshit layer. Rav Shlomo Zalman doesn't answer it. However, in the Sefer Siach Halacha, he brings down from Rav Shlomo Zalman that he finally concluded, Yochzo Lachzobo, a person does have the right to go and retract his performance of that mitzvah and say, no, I don't want to be Yotze, eat something else, and then eat the Afikomen again. The issue footnote number 3 says, we already discussed previously, Im Shochach Lechol Afikomen Beseba, Lo yachzor liochlo b'seba. If you didn't eat it while you were reclining, you don't have to go eat another one. Kivin shosu lechol shtei pa'amim afikomen. So there we said you shouldn't eat the afikomen again. So how come over here we say that you should eat it again if you ate something after the afikomen and that removed the taste? So he brings down from Dain Weiss, Satzal, the Milchas Yitzchak, that this din is totally in a machlokes aposkim im afikomen tzorech haseba. That the din by the afikomen doesn't need reclining or not, that's a machlokis over here. However, in regards to our din, she'ein litom shum maichel achachilas afikomen, everybody agrees to that. A machlokis l'chachila, that you shouldn't do that, or be it b'di'evid yoyotze. And therefore he writes, shim toam achrov hichmir she'achzav yochal afikomen. So here l'chachila, you can go and undo the fact that you ate after the afikomen by eating a new afikomen. K'dei l'kayim es ikra din l'chachila, so you can perform the mitzvah more properly. Furthermore, we said in Tof Ayin Zayin, Shebidiyevid im ochal dvar macheri macha afikomen yotzi dechov of lo yachzov yochal afikomen. There we said, don't go eat more afikomen. So we brought down there from the El Yeraba, Shekan medubir sha'od lo berach birchas hamazon. Here we're talking about we haven't said birchas hamazon. Therefore, go eat another afikomen without any difficulty. Now the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Beis says, don't eat anything. What about drinking? Ulinyan sasiya nechluku aposkim. In regards to drinking, that's already machlokis. And he brings down, v'yesh lahachmi b'mashka m'shakir. Certainly don't drink anything that will make you possibly drunk. And Dirshu footnote number 4 explains that if you realize you forgot to say Havdalah in the first cup on Matzah Shabbos, that's the first night of the Seder, so then Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, so then do now Havdalah with the kosher of benching instead of taking another cup to make Havdalah on, because we don't want you to have any more wine that's necessary. The Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, L'chadchila nochel nizor mikol mashke, chutz mimayim mukai gabna. And l'chadchila, not only do we worry about intoxicating beverages, but don't have any other beverage at all, because it will take away the taste of the afikomen in your mouth, and therefore can't have water, which won't take away the taste. K'mo she'mavor l'kamen b'simen tof pei aleph, the Mishnah Berurah, sivkotin aleph, and we see that over there in Deer Shufut number 5, where he brings down that the achronim right over there, that water will not remove the taste of the matzo, because it's a very weak taste. And therefore, things that are weak like the water, for example, tea or other various beverages over here, he says is also not a problem. Mutuli shesosim achar afikomen, mishum she'en mevatlin es tam matzah. They don't remove the matzah taste from your mouth. And therefore, they're considered halachically like water. Then the Ramah says, Agav lo yochlenu b'shnei makomot. You're not allowed to eat the afikomen in 2 different places because it's comparable to the Korban Pesach, which you're not allowed to have in 2 different chaburas. And this is no different, the lo odif, me'ilu hivsik b'sheina. the also lachla mishum dehavik shnei makomos. He brings out from the Torah, this is no better off certainly eating in two places than if you fell asleep, because falling asleep is considered now like you're no longer having eaten the afikoman in one place. It's like before you slept and after you slept are two places. Now this din will be qualified a little bit more, so let's see in the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Gimel, where he says, you're not allowed to eat the afikoman, avosharsu de leslaba. There's no problem with eating the meal in two places, so you can eat the meal in your dining room and then go eat the rest in your kitchen or at a friend's house. That's not a problem, but the afikoman has to be eaten in one place. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Dalit, you're not allowed to eat in two places, uadin becheder echad, and even in one room. You shouldn't switch tables even in the same room. That counts like two places. So if a person has, let's say, two tables set up for his meal, you shouldn't eat at one table for one part of the afikoman and then switch seats and eat the other afikoman, the rest of the afikoman at the other table. Why? Because the afikoman is in place of the Korban Pesach. It's a reminder of the Korban Pesach. As I pointed out, the Korban Pesach is not allowed to be eaten in two different places because it says, you have to eat it in one house. The issue footnote number 6 is, and even if you ate less than a kezayis of the afikoman, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, sorry buddy, it's too late. You can't go eat another afikoman, a kezayis, in another place because that's considered like eating in two places. Sivkot and hay. If you were sleeping, you certainly can't eat the afikoman again. Maybe Raya Shagam Mevatzim Achamim Mishnei Mekomos come over Pesach. So the Korban Pesach can't be eaten, so to say, after you fell asleep, and then before and after, and so too it can't be in two places, and the matzah is connected to the Korban Pesach. Now we go to Sif Beis. Mishi Yashem Besach Hasuda. Here we learn this then. If somebody fell asleep during the middle of the meal, the Hekits, and then he wakes up, Mishbur explains the Sivkot involved. Ayin and Diri Ramah about God. We're going to remind ourselves, we're going to learn something in the Ramah that's going to negate this a little bit. So right now the Mechav is telling us, if you fell asleep in the middle of the meal, and then you wake up, Ein Ochoz Lecho, you can't eat again, the Afikoman. But if you have the chabura over there and some of them fell asleep and some stayed up, then everybody can go and eat the afikoman. However, near the mukulam, if they all dremeled a little bit, they just had a little bit of a sleep, they weren't fully asleep. The Mishnah will explain exactly what this means, this level of sleepiness. It's like half asleep. If everyone was in this half dream, half awake state, then nobody's allowed to eat from the afikoman anymore. Now, a lot of Mishnah Berurahs over here. Sivkot and Zayin. You're not allowed to go back and eat if you fell asleep. Da'asheinu chashuv hefsek, because sleeping is considered a hefsek, and now it's like you're eating in two places. Vasol rabbonu ka'ochem shtei makomos. The rabbi is considered like you're eating in two places, the afikoman, which is connected to Pesach, and that's not allowed. However, if only some people fell asleep, then sivkot and ches chozu yochlin. Why? The given shiyasim de'echabur ayun yorim, the rest of the people are up, lo chashuv hefsek, afilu l'gabi yashenu. Then the people, even though they're asleep, it's not considered a hefsek. But if everybody's half asleep, sivkot and tes, haynu shalo nishka b'sheinu kolei, they're not so fully asleep. For example, im shalin oso hechon nehinachtu kli zeh, if you ask him, where'd you leave this kli, he won't know. But if you tell him, you left it in the kitchen, u kishu maskirin lo, hinachtu b'bokom ploni, did you leave it over there? Nisko, he'll remember, omer heino lav, he'll say yes or no. Zeh karui misnamnin, that's what it means, half asleep, a dremel. Chavetz Chaim, the Bir Halacha, the Yerim Maskel, Nisnamnu Kulam, brings down the Chok Yaakov over here, who says that many poskim disagree with this din. And they hold, in fact, only if part of them were Nisnamnu, then everybody can still go and eat the Afikoman. However, if part of them were near Demu, then they can't. And the Chok Yaakov says that's the Psak Halacha. But he brings down the Mishnah Berurah didn't write this because they're poskim that disagree with this, and he concludes, we only have to be machmer over here if everybody fell asleep. But if only part of them fell asleep, we don't have to be machmer. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, this is only if they fell asleep after they started in the afikoman. They fell asleep during the meal. He brings out from the Torah and the Ben Yeruchim, that's not considered a hefsek. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Yud explains, when we said beforehand, it means during the meal or any other part of the Seder. That doesn't ruin the afikoman for you. Sivkot and Yud Aleph, what's he telling us over here? The only critical interruption has to be during the afikoman, but not during the meal itself. What about, does he have to make a new bracha? If he fell asleep in the meal, does he have to make another hamotzi? So that's already been discussed previously in Hilchos Brachos. Ein Leil and Simon Kufayin Chesiv Zayin, and Mishnah Berurah over there, and the issue footnote number 7 explains what some of those dinim and particulars were. Ayin Shom. With this, we conclude Simon Tof Ayin Ches, and now we can begin Tof Ayin Tes, which deals with Biachas Hamazon Akoshlishi. Now, we're going to be discussing the saying of Birchas Hamazon al hakos, which is the third cup. And the Mechaber tells us, Sif Aleph, Acher kach, after you finish eating the afikomen, you're ready to bench, mozgin lo ko shlishi. You got to go and prepare the third cup, which you hold in your hand before the start of benching. Now the Mishnah Berurah explains Sifkon Aleph, v'tzorech hadocha u'shtifa. You always have to do hadocha and shtifa. What are hadocha and shtifa? So Dirshu footnote number one reminds us, hadocha is besoch hakos, it's rinsing out the inside of the cup, u'shtifa michutz lakos, and shtifa is called rinsing out the outside of the cup, because your cup is dirty. Now, previously we had said in Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Pei Gimel, in regards to the kos of benching, that's what a person always has to do with every kos. And we pointed out, if you remember back then, we said that if a person goes and cleans his cups and puts them away, so the next time you use it, next Friday night, let's say Matzah Shabbos, you wash out your cups and you put them away, so next Friday night you don't have to do Hadocha and Shtifa. You can have the Hadocha and Shtifa not right at the time you're using them. But here, you just use this cup during the meal, and therefore it's dirty. You can't say, well, I washed it last week or last year. No, you have to wash it again now. You have to do the Hadocha and Shtifa right now. The Mishnah Berurah also points out that if you just clean it out with a towel of some sort on the inside and the outside, that's also considered a Kishtifa of Hadocha. It doesn't have to be literally water. You just have to clean it out. Now, this is done, the Mishnah Berurah continues, Imeinu Naki. It's only if the cup is not clean. And he brings down in Siman Tov Ayin Gimel, we learned previously, in the second cup, we said you don't have to do Hadocha and Shtifa because you had done that before the first cup, and therefore you haven't done anything other than drink it. And the remnants of wine that are in the cup, we said, aren't a potabel of not being clean because that's wine of bracha. And then he brings down the Shiori Mitzvah idea over here. So he says, Yesh Deo Sheba Ofen Zeh Chashuva HaKos Nekiyah. As I just pointed out, that's considered that the cup is clean. But now when you're eating during the meal, it's no longer just the wine of mitzvah that's there. That's not considered dirty. That's considered Nekiyah. But now you may have crumbs from your mouth because you drank during the middle of the meal from that same cup. And therefore you have to be Choshesh. And therefore over here, you have to go rinse your cup out on the inside and the outside, or at least dry it off on the inside and the outside at a minimum in order to be able to have a nice, clean, kosher bracha. And in fact, he brings down, you always have to do this for the kos of Birchas HaMazon if it was used during the meal. And then he brings down from the Kaf HaChaim, those to follow the minhag of the Zohar, La'olam yishtafu v'yadichu as a kosher Birchas HaMazon. You always have to do this for the benching cup. The Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, V'af mishenu nizah v'chol ha'shona liros imhu naki. Even though all year long you're not so careful about this, you don't follow this Kaf HaChaim in the Zohar, nevertheless, this night of Pesach, Mikomokum is Al-Laila Yizor Mishum Hidur Mitzvah. Here you should especially be careful because of the concept of doing a Hidur Mitzvah, of enhancing the Mitzvah, doing it the most splendorous way. The Mechaber continues and he says, after you fill up the cup, and then you bench on the cup. You're supposed to hold the cup up during the entire benching, as we'll see. And then at the conclusion of the benching, you say, and that's the third kos of the night. And then, and then you drink it while you're reclining. And you don't make a bracha achron afterwards. You don't make an ala gefen, because you're going to make that after the fourth cup. And the fourth cup will go, and the ach bracha achron after the fourth cup goes after all the three cups before it. And don't drink any additional wine after the third cup until you start drinking the fourth cup. Now, during the meal, as we pointed out already several times, you're allowed to drink additional wine, grape juice if you want, but between the first and second cup, and between the third and fourth cup, and certainly after the fourth cup, we don't have any additional cups of wine. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Beis tells us, Afilu Imvarech Bichidi, even if you're benching by yourself, you still use a kosher brach over here. And even if you go according to the opinions that many people are making nowadays, not to bench ala kos, because the rabbis set up that we have four kosos tonight, so even if you're not normally mahadir to bench ala kos, here tonight you do. Yesh lasos mitzvah b'chol kos for kos. We try to do mitzvah with each of these cups. Therefore, based upon the Gemara, we connect the third cup over here to the benching. By the way, Dirshu footnote number two brought down one more thing, that all of the people at the table need to rinse out their cups. And this is brought down in the name of Ravozna from the Beis Halevi, Satzal. Dirshu footnote number three says, as I alluded to previously, that you should lift up the cup, a tefach, when you bench. And he brings out from the Kotzos HaShulchan that there are those that disagree with this, because normally you lift up the cup to show all the people that are benching. But here, everybody has their own kos in front of them, so you may not have to do this. On the other hand, Rav Azza Zatzal brings down that everybody at the table should lift up their cup for the benching. Then we bring down that the Torah says that when you say the bracha, you should be sitting up and not reclining, because the Beis Yosef brings down that a person should make a bracha be'ema b'yira, so that doesn't really fit in well with reclining. And the Shulchan Aruch adds that it's an act of gaiva if you bench while you're reclining, so the whole benching should be not in a reclining position. And the Rama adds, Shua din shekola mesubin lo yeshu b'kalas rosh ela be'ema. Everybody at the table should be sitting up in awe. But if in fact you were reclining while you benched, you were yotze. The issue footnote number 4 brings down a couple of interesting din, and what happens if you forgot to say yala b'yavo, ayin sham. And the issue footnote number 5 says, for whatever the reason, if a person doesn't bench, let's say he is forbidden to eat matzah, he has some sort of a horrible allergy, he can't eat matzah, or whatever the situation may be, mikomakom, he brings down from Shlomo Zalman, zatzal lecho mashu, he should eat something, and make a al hamichya on that something that he eats, or even if it's only a bari nefashos, and he should hold the cup and make the brach on the third cup, the bari priya gofen, on the al hamichya, or on the bari nefashos, at least, kitakonas chazal, because chazal said to make the third kos on a brach. Mishnah Berurah Simchat Gimel says you have to drink it while you're reclining, even if you don't make the bracha while you're reclining, a bench it while you're reclining, you have to drink it while you're reclining. And we already discussed previously, v'im shasa below hesebo, im yachsav yishteh, if you forgot to recline. So what do you do in this situation? You have to drink another cup, so we already discussed that previously, ayin la'el, and sin and top ayin beis, siv zayin, and the ramo over there, b'hagah. Simchat Dalet, v'lo yivarech achrov, we said you don't make a bracha achrona, afilu shasa kol revias, even if you ate the entire revias. If you didn't drink the entire revias, of course, so then there is never a bracha achrona. But here, you drank the entire revias, so you would normally be obligated in the bracha achrona. So he says, you don't have to now. The somech, al birchas bracha achrona, shavarach hakosh vi, because you'll be somech on the bracha achrona on the fourth cup. The issue footnote number 6 says, and even if you had a hesach hadas in between, nevertheless, the bracha on the fourth cup, the bracha achrona on the fourth cup can go on the third cup, and some even had said previously, if benching doesn't cover the second and first cup, so the bracha achrona can even cover the first and second cup of wine that you drank. The Mishnah Berurah then says, "Lo yishta yayin." We said that you don't drink any wine after the third cup, in between the third and fourth cup. Shema yishtaka, because you may get drunk. V'yishan, and you'll fall asleep. V'lo yigmar sahala, and you won't finish off the challah. The issue foot number 7 says, and what happens if you already did the challah? So he says, you still don't do it over here, because then you may still not stay up all night, because you'll be so drunk, and therefore you're supposed to stay up learning after the Seder, so therefore don't drink anything anyway, even if you already said the challah. He then brings down in the Mishnah Berurah Yeshu Kosutam another reason, because it looks like you're making a fifth cup and you're not allowed to have any additional cups. You only have four cups at the Seder. Furthermore, because Achronim, the Lav Davka Yayin, this doesn't only apply to wine, who are din Shar Mashkin Amashkirin, this would apply to any intoxicating beverage. However, Miu, and Eino Meshaker Mutter, but if therefore that implies that if it's not an intoxicating beverage, it would be permissible. Albeit, the issue footnote number 8 brings down that we had already discussed previously in Simon Tov Hayin Ches that one shouldn't drink anything after the Afikomen. We just had this earlier in today's shir. And he said, L'chachila nochul nizor shalolishto shum mashke chutz mimayim, don't have any type of water, any type of liquid other than water after the afikomen, because it will nullify the taste of the afikomen. That's why we brought down. You can have certain weaker types of liquids like tea or something like that, because they also won't ruin the taste or take away the taste of the afikomen from your mouth. So again, ultimately, there are two reasons over here. One, that you shouldn't get intoxicated and won't be able to do any other mitzvahs that night. And number 2, that you shouldn't lose the taste of the matzah in your mouth. So again, to repeat, the Mishnah Berurah says, Mihu im eino meshaker will be allowed mutter, however, v'hu shelo hoya chamar medina. But it shouldn't be a beverage that's called chamar medina, a beverage that's normally drunk by people, not for thirstiness. Dimoya chamar medina, because if it was such a beverage, yesh lahakmi, then you have to be concerned over here as well, v'lochosh lo tamasheni, for the second reason, the nira kemosif ala kosas. It looks like you're going and drinking additional kosas, which you're not allowed to do. With this, we'll conclude today's shir.